And welcome to Vision Atlantic Weekly Radio Series, spotlighting the transformative Vision Atlantic Housing Development Project, YMCA Expansion, and Child Care Project. In a time when communities are seeking real solutions to real challenges, Vision Atlantic is leading the way, creating safe, affordable homes and accessible to high-quality child care for families across our region. And Lincoln Foundation is playing a huge part in this project, and we are fortunate to have John Hoyts with us, who's the Vice President of Lincoln Foundation. And John, thank you for joining us. And when we get started here, let's talk about the background of the Lincoln Foundation. Tell us a little bit about this foundation.
Well, this is John Hoyts, Vice President of Charles E. Lincoln Foundation. Foundation was started kind of a back history to Charles Lincoln the First, who homesteaded into the Emerson, Iowa area. And Charles Lincoln I was a farmer, very successful, passed on estate alive, and his son Harvey became part of the business, but not very much. But his grandson, Charles Lincoln II, got very active. And after Charles Lincoln I passed away, Charles Lincoln II went on to become the largest single a continuing landowner in the whole state of Iowa, as he had implement dealerships and many farms throughout the state of Iowa, as with his wife Florence, three daughters, and a son named Charles Lincoln III, Diane, Debbie, and Nancy. And Florence Lincoln was from Malvern, Iowa. She was a Swoboda, and they had the Swoboda Bakery making the best kolaches in Iowa. Then over the years, they get married, they have their kids, they continued the farming, and then he got into real estate development and becoming a very wealthy businessman. But throughout his life, he was always a philanthropist and gave away a lot of money to a lot of great causes. And then as he got older, he set up the Charles E. Lincoln Foundation prior to his death and did a lot of educational scholarships and gifts to great causes in Southwest Iowa. And now, then when he passed, he left all of his money to a foundation called the Charles E. Lincoln Foundation, located on 16th off of Broadway. And we created a 14-acre campus of about 19 nonprofits and the one-of-a-kind campus in the entire United States, serving no duplication of several different charities for helping people from A to Z, and giving people a chance to give a hand up, not a handout. And then we went on to focusing on families with resilience, Dutch daycares, and also housing, as it's a big need. And so our board, made up of the Lincoln family and Steve Wild and John Hoyts, myself, who's been knowing the family since 1974, we have continued on his legacy. And we decided to take 2/3 of our assets, and which came to about $165 million when we get everything funded over the next 5 years or so. And we will hopefully be able to loan money to communities at a low interest rate of 2%, which gives them a very big opportunity to build, be successful, sell off the assets, and return the money back to their fund, not to us, because we've given it away to this program for perpetualness, or they can be granted 5% of their fund once a year at the end of each December 31st calendar years. Great opportunities for about 50 cities in Southwest Iowa and 6 counties.
John, the Charles E. Lincoln Foundation has committed a large amount of financial support for this Vision Atlantic project. Why this project? What interests you the most about Vision Atlantic and what they are doing here?
I would not say that we had anything to do with it. That young lady sitting next to you, Christine Bateman, and her community and their vision had the idea of this ground that was city donated to the Vision Atlantic, to the best of my knowledge. And they decided that they've wanted to have this vision. They wanted to take this 49 acres and, to my best understanding, to develop 142 different types of homes was 100% all their vision. We're just the tools. We've given them the ability through everything I told you to help them with their vision. And they are the largest City, population-wise, of the 51 cities to, in the six counties that we're giving the money to, was all based upon our amount of 165 divided into the cities by population. And Atlantic is the largest, so they had the ability to borrow the most money, or be, or they're granting for the amount in their fund at the end of each year. So they were, they did all the hard work. We were just a big, big part of the ability to have them be able to borrow this money at on at a 2% rate, which is impossible. Even Trump can't borrow that low. So it's a very big opportunity for both of us. Us, for our dream to see housing built and continuing affordable housing. But they're doing all the work. We're just helping and being a big part of it. But we're very proud to be so.
You did, during your speech at the ceremony here on Wednesday afternoon, you did talk about trying to stop some of these unincorporated cities. You mentioned
that's Hepburn. Our biggest fear.
Yeah. And can you expand on that a little bit, John?
Well, that's our biggest fear and what started all this. We just hate to see these people, what's happened, and you know and I know. I got 27-year-old twin boys, and I had a lawn and landscape business nationwide, very successful, mowing military bases. I said, sons, would you like to take it over? And they said, no, we want to do our own thing. We want to live in our own moment. We want to have our own journey. And we're seeing that in all the farmers of Iowa. The kids aren't wanting to be farmers. And so if they're not going to be farmers and be the next legacy, then they're going to want to leave their town. And if they leave their town and all these kids keep doing it, the population keeps decreasing. And a lot of the reasons is because they have no place to live that's affordable. And so then the towns keep decreasing in size and decreasing in income and decreasing in tax, and all of a sudden their streets are falling apart, their houses are falling apart, the towns are falling apart, and they're unincorporating. And we're afraid that we don't want it to go back to the Western days, you know, and be ghost towns. And so we're hoping by building these, giving these towns the ability to build homes, and that some people will move out of their older homes into the newer homes, which opens up the older homes maybe for younger kids to afford. And hopefully if they have a place to live, and then with the population and bringing new blood and new business opportunities to these small towns by having housing available, we're hoping to revitalize Southwest Iowa.
Very good, John. That's all I have for you. Anything else you'd like to add? We really appreciate your time.
Well, we're just very grateful to be part of what we feel is not, that is something that is necessary. And we really believe that it will make a difference. And that's what the Charles E. Lakin Foundation is all about. The family members and Steve Wild and myself, Jennifer Green, our operations manager. We live every single day to see that we can help people with a hand up, not a handout.